Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Well, it was some match on Saturday night, wasn't it? After 80 minutes of holding our breaths and biting our nails, the Irish rugby team claimed a very, very well-earned victory over South Africa in the Rugby World Cup in Stade de France. But the song that was pumped out of the PA system after the final whistle has led to some debate. Take a listen. And that is, of course, Zombie by the Cranberries, which has become an anthem for fans to belt out before, during or after a match. But, of course, it's led to some controversy because of the meaning of the song. Hugh Linehan from the Irish Times joins us now. You're very welcome, Hugh, to the programme. You saw this coming, didn't you?
Hi, Sarah. No, I'm not going to claim any you know, magical levels of precognition here. I did write a piece for Saturday morning's Irish Times predicting that the Irish team would be doing a lap of honour in the Stade de France with Zombie being sung to them by the crowd. Unfortunately, I was right. I took, took a bit of a bet on that one, but it all turned out very well. I think we can all agree, and thus it came to pass. And really, you didn't really need to, you know, to know that much about this particular story to know that was going to happen, because it had happened the previous week at the less important but still very impressive game against Tonga.
How did it become this sort of, you know, go-to song for rugby fans?
Well, I think the kind of backstory is, as you know, the song itself is almost 30 years old. Dolores O'Riordan, the singer of the Cranberries, tragically died, of course, in early 2018. And it so happened that in the years since has been an absolutely brilliant time for Limerick hurling, and they've won All-Ireland after All-Ireland. And I think the Cranberries were being played a lot, probably were being played a lot in Limerick anyway, because they're the city's most famous international pop group. But the, you know, the sad death of Dolores O'Riordan gave their songs a little bit more And whatever you may think about their other songs like Linger and Dream, they're kind of soft and wistful, jangly pop. Zombie is much more of a kind of a bone cruncher in the mold of the kind of the big grunge hits of the day, like Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. So you can turn it into a chant. And I think when we talk about these songs sometimes, the ones that work at these football games, it's really not so much about what's being said. It's about the vehemence with which it can be shouted.
And yeah.
You can do that with Zombie.
And it certainly was, wasn't it? It was shouted. I mean, it was belted out. It made quite the spectacle. But then, of course, then afterwards, everyone started talking about what the song actually means. And did people understand what they were singing, or did they mean to sing it for that reason? Can you just talk to us a little bit about the song and what it means?
Yeah, I suppose so. Well, just to be absolutely clear how the song came to be written, because we know that, because Dolores O'Riordan gave a lot of interviews around the time and afterwards. And the song is inspired by the events in Warrington, the bomb in 1993 that killed two little boys in 1993. And Dolores O'Riordan talks about watching the mother of one of those boys giving an interview on the television and just feeling absolutely nauseated and disgusted by what had happened. So that's what impelled her to write the song. The song is an anti-war song. I don't think it would be right to describe it purely as an anti-IRA song, but there's no doubt it was inspired by her revulsion at that. And in the words of the song, it's not me, it's not my family. So there is an element of it, do not do these things in my name.
Mm. And again, very powerful, the song itself. When you actually sit down and look at the lyrics, I have to hold up my hands and say, I didn't know the background to it. I'd never paid that much attention to it. I liked the song. I knew some of the words. You know, if I was in the stadium, I'd probably have been belting out the words, not really.
Do you not remember ever seeing the video, Sarah? Because the video
I don't.
Because there is footage of soldiers patrolling the streets of Belfast in the 1990s. It's actually the most popular video by an Irish act ever on YouTube.
Really?
So it's the song itself, I think, has probably grown in popularity over the years.
Which is fantastic.
Over the 30 years or so.
Yeah, it is.
It's certainly memorable. I to be perfectly honest, I don't know if it's a fantastic song, but it's certainly really memorable, and it works in this kind of way as well.
I think it's fantastic. But I wouldn't be known for my musical taste now, Hugh, at the same time.
Well,
but I really
no,
do
I'm
think
not,
it's fantastic.
Your musical taste is fantastic. I'm sure. The kinds of songs that work on a football terrace are not always, they're never going to be particularly subtle. And to be fair to Zombie, you know, whatever its strengths may be, subtlety is not one of them.
Yeah.
It just lends itself. In a way, in a funny kind of a way, in a mirror kind of a way, it's like the equivalent of Ooh Ah Up the Ra, Why does that work? Because it works as a chant, you know, well, before
exactly.
anything else.
And I think it's just really interesting to people actually that you've controversies in inverted commas about both of those songs at the moment, you know, saying very different things and why are Irish people singing them? And maybe we need to stop reading so much into it and it's just that they're nice to sing.
Yeah, well, don't say that to me because it's my job to read too much into these things sometimes.
Sorry,
that's how I make a living. But I do actually agree with you. I think first and foremost these are chants, and that's what their potency and their power is. But then they do have these backstories that are important. So there is something going on with the Yuwa of the Ra just beyond.
Well, there certainly is.
A good
yeah.
chant.
And I think the point is that we need to. Well, some people would certainly suggest we need to start stopping and thinking more about what we're singing. And I think there's maybe more of an awareness amongst people about what we're singing.
Yeah, but people on both sides would say that. I think people should relax a little bit about this. I don't think the thousands of people who were singing Ooh-ah up the Ra at the Wolf Tones gig down at Electric Picnic a few weeks ago were all 100% supporters of all the actions of the provisional IRA. And equally, I don't think the thousands of people who were singing In Your Head in the Stade de France the other night were all 100% opposed to everything that the Republican movement had done over the years. We all know there's nuance in history. There are people around who try and claim that everything is black and white. It's not black and white.
Well, on that point, we'll leave it. And thank you very much for joining us. That's Hugh Linehan from the Irish Times. You can let us know what you think to 51551.